do you take out of the fight back against the Lions?
I think, by and large, for most of the year, we've given real effort and fight to the end. You know, our win-loss ratio in the last few months, there's been some really, really tight games. So it shows our players don't give up the fight. Yeah.
And is there significant stuff that you've seen a difference from the weekend to the start of the season?
From the weekend to the start of the season?
In terms of the improvements you've seen?
Oh, yeah, we've grown as a team. A lot of our growth, too, is understanding it's really important in this competition to do it longer than your opposition and week in, week out, quarter by quarter. And it's a tough ask, but that's what high-performance mindset is. So we're still developing that. Last week we plateaued a little bit in that area for the first half, but come back really strongly.
How do you see the next 2 weeks? Obviously two quite winnable games. It'd be nice to finish the season on a high.
Yeah, I say all games are a challenge. I won't ever write in a win on any game, but Melbourne have been in really good form and they've still got finals hope, so they're going to be really determined. I think in scoring, they're really balanced in scoring from both stoppage and turnover, so we need to apply pressure.
Do you believe you can take momentum from late season games this year into next season, or is that just a fallacy?
No, I think growth over the course of the year, not just the back end of the year, you gain momentum into the season. If players feel that they're developing as an individual, if the club feels it's progressing and we as a team, you build on that and they're stepping stones. It's really important for us to keep growing.
What a theory on this game, the fact that Melbourne and Carlton are both emerging teams and Melbourne have a chance to jump into finals. You guys might be keen to prevent that from happening. What do you reckon?
Prevent that from happening? It's more us worried about making sure we go out and give the effort for four quarters. But we know they're going to be determined. They've got finals, but you know we're looking to make sure we improve every game. So we've got as much to play for as they have.
How much of an extra element does that add, though, the fact that they are hunting a final spot?
We don't worry too much about their mindset. We know they're going to be determined, but we're as determined ourselves to grow and improve on last week. So that's mostly our focus.
Murph had this game penciled in as a potential return, but obviously wasn't named last night. Where's he at? Is he one that you might bring back for the last game or put him on ice for the rest of the year?
Yeah, it's been really frustrating for Murph and us. It's one of those injuries that's just niggled and stayed around. And we tested him this week and he's still just not quite right. So it's probably the end for Murph this year. So he can go and have a really strong pre-season. But to his credit, he's rehabbed as hard as he possibly can. He's invested in our playing group, but fell short. So it's probably his season now.
How does that set you up next year then?
Oh, it sets him up well. You know, he'd be able to just steady for the last for the next month, and then hit pre-season full on. So Murph will be a real recruit for us next year. Obviously, he's missed a fair chunk, but also got to acknowledge Simo's captaincy in his absence as well. I think for someone so light in stature to play with so much courage has been a real positive for our group as well.
If you had the time again, would his rehab be done differently, do you think? Would you put in for surgery or anything like that, or has it just been one of those things that's dragged on?
Well, I think we've approached it in a real professional manner and ticked every box. He's just fell short. Syndesmosis ankles can linger for a long time, so we've looked after Murph and never pushed him to a position where he's going to re-injure. There was no setback, it was just slow in getting it right, but no setback along the way, so we're quite happy with how we dealt with it.
Is there any suggestion of a chronic injury that affects him in future injuries?
No, not at all.
Brendan, where's Levi at in his contract?
Oh, listen, for me, I'm not even having any focus on that. That's for Levi's management himself and Stephen Silvani to sort through. Right now, I'm purely focused on Melbourne.
You want him at the club next year, though?
Yeah, I want Levi at our club.
From your point of view, how important is he to your rebuild moving forward?
Our reset? No, he gives us a really strong target up forward. He's important for us.
Will you get a goal-kicking coach back in next season specifically to work with Levi?
We'll make all those assessments end of the year. We've got to do a review of what we did well this year and continue to grow that and what we can improve on, so we'll make that assessment at the end of the year.
It was raised again on the radio just as I was driving in today that Carlton may potentially be interested in the services of Tyrone Vickery. Is that something that's on your radar at the moment?
Well, at the moment, as I said, I'm purely focused on the last few games. And without going into any specifics right now, it's our duty to draft well this year, and it's also important that we're open-minded to trading, but never going to talk specifics publicly.
Is it fair to say, though, that you're interested in bolstering the forward line a bit through the trades particularly?
We're interested in building our young depth primarily through drafting because we want to be a sustainably strong club. But these days, it's always a combination of that and trading.
Is it going to be a big list stripped back at the end of the year, do you expect?
I make those assessments at the end of the year. Not something that I talk about publicly right now, what, who and what. But we'll assess every nature of our football club. We'll assess the way in which we've coached. We'll assess the way in which players have played and make assessments at the end of the year.
Just a quick one on yourself. We know your old mate Alistair Clarkson was quite fond of an off-season study tour. He's been to a few international clubs. Have you got anything like that planned for the off-season for yourself?
Yeah, I have. Something that, Clarko did demonstrate was the ability to innovate and change and improve. So myself and other coaches will look to go overseas and see what we can find.
Nothing locked in as yet?
Oh, we've got some ideas, but again, I'm not going to share those publicly.
No worries. Thanks
Thank you.
Brendan.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. Cheers.